Thank you, Mr. President. Let me once again appreciate all your efforts. We commend your leadership in guiding our efforts to reaching consensus. We have been trying to be constructive as much as possible to help you to reach agreement on these reports. Mr. President, I have been on a telephone conversations with our authority for the past 20 minutes. We are not happy with the wordings in paragraph 12, but we can get along with that. To show our flexibility and constructive engagements with you and with other delegations, we can get along with that, but we have to be clear that this is something unprecedented. A guiding practice is that which is exactly guiding our efforts in drafting the report is that to stick to that guiding principle. And this principle, the wording in paragraph 12 is not consistent with that principle and practice. Regarding paragraph 23, we made some suggestions. We have some proposals. For the sake of flexibility, we may agree with the proposed language in the first sentences, and we can get along with that. So we may withdraw our first suggestions, and we do not insist on that. But to reflect the equality of men and women, Mr. President, to our humble understanding is that this is something contradictory. During the course of discussions, I don't want to go through in details. No delegations challenged or questioned the principle of equality of women and men. So, and besides that, when we say the equality of men and women, and at the end of this paragraph, we say that conference did not succeed in reaching agreement. It is, to our understanding, it is a little bit confusing and contradictory. So instead of to reflect the equality of men and women, we propose to capture the phrase that you propose in your version 2. To replicate that wording instead of this phrase. And I would like to repeat it. The fifth president presented a draft decision for a technical slash linguistic update to the CDE rules of procedures to expressly reflect therein the existing practice that both women and men can occupy the roles of the representative of the CD, comma, head of a CD delegation, comma, president of the CD, and secretary general of the conference. Full stop. The conference considered the possibility of that update and the rest of the sentence. I thank you, Mr. President.